This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, made in China just seems to have a bad connotation. And I guess the FDA has now had to recall thyroid tablets that were made by a Chinese firm. The U.S. FDA announced the recall of Westminster Pharmaceutical thyroid tablets due to the risk of adulteration. They said in an August 9th statement, the FDA said that levothyroxine and liothyronine, 15 milligrams, 30 milligrams, 60, 90, and 120 milligram tablets, are being recalled as precautionary measures. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, levothyroxine doesn't come in those doses. The liothyronine does, but the levothyroxine, I don't have the doses. If it's the 50 microgram or the 75 microgram, I don't have that yet. So the agency said they were manufactured using active pharmaceutical ingredients that were sourced prior to the FDA's import alert regarding that a Chinese firm made the products. A 2017 inspection of China's Sichuan-friendly pharmaceutical company drugs discovered deficiencies and could represent the possibility of risk being introduced into the manufacturing process. Westminster Pharmaceutical said it hasn't received any reports of adverse incidents related to the products, which is good. But the FDA, of course, is taking precautions. They say appropriate adjustments of the various therapeutic measures directed at these concomitant endocrine diseases are required. Thyroid is not associated with serious adverse reactions and does not have a known tumorigenic potential. Because these products may be used in the treatment of serious medical conditions, patients taking the recalled medicine should continue taking their medicine until they have a replacement product. Just like they were talking about with the blood pressure medication, Valsartan. When you hear that there's a recall, do not start going off your medication willy-nilly. Right? Relax for a second. Okay? Find out from the pharmacy if you are included in the recall, if your medication is. And then they will give you a replacement. I mean, everybody panics about taking a recalled pill. But remember, most recalls are done out of precaution. The pills are safe. Right? They probably are not adulterated themselves, but to be on the safe side, they're like, you know what? We're going to throw out that batch. I get why you don't want to put it in your body. I get that. But please, don't just stop your medication cold turkey. So the products in the recall are in 100-count bottles, and consumers are urged to inspect the product's NDC, product description, lot numbers, expiration dates, according to the FDA. And the recalls can be found on their FDA page. So what's the pharmaceutical company doing? Well, Westminster is notifying its direct accounts by email and by phone to immediately discontinue distribution of the product being recalled and to notify their sub-wholesale accounts of this product recall and make arrangements for impacted product to be returned to Westminster. They say consumers that have these products, right, should not discontinue use before contacting their physician for further guidance. So, defective drugs, this is not a new thing. According to Rosemary Gibson, a senior advisor at the Hastings Center, told the Epoch Times, there is a lack of trust in medicines made in China now. I thought there was always a lack of trust with things made in China. Well, now it's just being, you know, re-brought to the forefront. They say the public wants a medicine to be safe. This carcinogen hidden in Valsartan, that blood pressure medication that had to be recalled, and it's a carcinogen to animals, but again, we humans don't want to take a chance. She says, raises the question whether other products that are made in China have been made contrary to the global standard we came to accept. Now, in an annual report, the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission said that China is now a prolific source of defective and counterfeit drugs in the U.S., adding that Chinese consumers may prefer U.S. pharmaceutical products due to concerns over the quality of domestic drugs. Remember I told you a few weeks ago that many people in China were buying their medications out of the country or going to Hong Kong. They say China has been a prolific source of counterfeit and defective medicine. In 2012, Chinese authorities seized 77 million domestically produced gel capsules that were created from industrial waste and contained excessive levels of cadmium. Well, you don't need that extra metal. So, what does that mean for your eye? Well, a lot of things are made in China. It's cheaper. Just because it's an American originally launched drug doesn't mean you're not getting something from another country. A lot of things are made in these other countries. But here's my thing. I don't think it's just China. I think half-assed stuff can be happening in multiple countries, even in our own. And so if there is any good to this, and, you know, there is a silver lining, is I think every company is going to have some sort of a review. And I think protocols are going to be rehashed, and I think there's going to be more inspections. The funny thing is, though, is the low cost of generics are probably going to go up. If a company has to now be under the same scrutiny as a major pharmaceutical company that has a brand name drug, we're going to slowly start seeing their costs mirror brand name drugs. Why do you think we started to see generics go up during the Obamacare years? Right? You know, there was a lot of new regulations. There was a lot of new cuts. You know, health insurance went up. And so all of a sudden, doxycycline was like $200 a prescription. And you're like, how did that happen? Doxycycline's been out for decades. That should be, you know, at the most $5 for, you know, 20 pills. But nope. So, generic, we cannot be taking a medication that is contaminated or adulterated. We can't. And I don't have any problem spending the money that needs to be spent to ensure that. But I think we're going to be in a little bit of a free-for-all where companies are going to hike up their rates. We won't know for sure if what we're taking is safe until somebody goes, oh, you know what? We inspected you, and wow, I don't think we like this. 1-877-DR-ELLY, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partner with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is something I want to talk about, all right? You know, we're going to be coming into flu season soon. School's back in. We're going to start seeing some coughs and colds and whether, you know, the flu's going to hit us mildly this year or not mildly. This is where we start to see more and more people become absent. Later, we're going to be coming into the Halloween season and then the Thanksgiving and the Christmas season. So as we're coming into the last fiscal quarter, this is a very popular time for people taking off work. Or being sick, and most scarily, running out of sick leave. Many of you work in places where your sick leave runs out December 31st, and you don't get a new batch till January 31st. Now, in my job at the university, ours is the July fiscal year. It's different. So we get ours in July. But a lot of people, they get it at the end of a calendar year. And so this is where I want to start urging employees and employers to think ahead. Because I see so much go wrong. And so many things go bad that don't have to. As we get into the quote-unquote sick season. Now, this was an interesting story that kind of relates. There's a teacher who's battling cancer. And this teacher ran out of sick days. And teacher Robert Goodman was getting his chemotherapy. And he decided to post a selfie. And he posted a selfie saying that he needed at least 20 additional sick days to deal with the chemotherapy. Because he has, I guess, with the chemotherapy, he needed about maybe 20 more sick days left. He didn't have. So he took a picture of himself on July 23rd at Tomsich Health and Medical Center in Palm Beach County, posted it on Facebook, and appealed for help. Within 4 days, he had enough sick days to cover an entire semester. He's 56 years old, and he said he couldn't believe it happened that fast. So teachers, staff members, administrators, lunchroom workers who pay into the Florida retirement system transferred 75 sick days to Goodman. Now, I've talked about this with you all, you know, transferring sick days and donating sick days. And, you know, many of you came back saying my job won't let that happen. My job does not have a means for us to transfer or borrow sick days. And I would urge and implore all organizations to do this. Because they don't lose money. So apparently, he said, educators all over the country were reaching out to me to donate their sick days, even professors over at Florida Atlantic University. I felt guilty because I knew there were people who had it much worse than me. What a sweetheart. So apparently, he's taught history at Palm Beach Gardens Community High School for 23 years. Unfortunately, he found out he had stage 3 colon cancer in April. It was terrifying. So he has been documenting his journey on Facebook. He said, it's the easiest way to let people know how I was feeling, at the same time inspire people who were going through something similar. And then he made an appeal for sick days. He goes, I wasn't surprised the teachers were giving. Teachers are always giving all the time. He said, when one of their own needs help, they always step up. Plus, it was support of students. So, what do we do so we're not in that position? You know, a lot of people, luckily, make it to the media. Their story makes it to the media. They make it to social media, and it goes viral. I see a lot of people post their plights on social media, and nothing happens, you know, because it's just so much, so off, you know. But in this particular case, luckily, the teachers had his back, and he was able to hopefully, you know, get what he needed. But none of us want to be in that position. You know, I was looking at short-term disability. And I had paid for it, you know, a couple years in a row, and it's expensive. Short-term disability, you know, takes a decent chunk every 2 weeks out of your check. So then I was like, well, do I have enough sick leave or vacation leave if, God forbid, I did have to get the hysterectomy or did have to go through surgery again? You know, do I have enough? And, you know, this panic is something that we really don't need to have as an extra stressor. But then we need to go back and take a look at the other side. If you're an employer, is it your responsibility to pay people who aren't coming to work? I mean, and most people say, yeah, that's what employers have to do. That's just, you know, par for the course because they're rich. Well, no, not all employers are rich. So I had written an article last year on how employers could help improve your employees' health. There's a few things they could do. And as we're going to be coming into this new season, I would really recommend we start now, before September hits. So first, they should be offering the flu shot. According to the CDC, 20% of Americans get the flu each year. That costs businesses $87 billion a year. Now, the cost of supplying the flu shot pales in comparison to having one-fifth of your workforce call out. So supply a one-day flu shot clinic. It's economical and it's life-saving. And I'm really grateful that my university does that. They have give flu shots. They even provide discounted ones for family. Very cool. All right. So I would do a flu shot clinic. Even if you're afraid, oh, we're going to have all these people miss work to get their flu shot, you could offer it on a lunch hour. For those who want, we'll be giving out free flu shots. I mean, there's ways you could do it. Then, provide adequate sick leave. This is tough. All right? There is a lot of abuse of paid days. I know that. That's a big problem. It's a big problem. I know that. You know, some people go, well, if you don't use them, you lose them, so I'm just going to call out. No, allow them to build it up. My big concern is you see people blow through their leave throughout the year, throughout the summer, and then all of a sudden it's sick leave and they don't have any. So I would change the sick leave cycle, maybe November 1. Maybe start your new sick leave at November 1 instead of January 1. This way, there's going to be untouched sick days available for them in November. And when November, December hits, then they have a little pool. I would recommend that. I would also make sure that there's sick leave and personal leave. A 5-day sick leave or a 10-day sick leave anybody could burn through, especially since an employee is contagious a couple days after. So you want to make sure that they have an ample amount out of sick leave so they don't come back and then make your other employee sick. Offer a means to earn extra days of leave. There could be incentives or work projects where you get an extra day of leave, or you could win some extra hours. The problem is if you win a payday off, you know, you take that payday off. You're like, well, you know, if management changes, I lose it. But if there's a way with corporate where if you did some extra work and you could prove it and you can reproduce it, and, you know, there's evidence of it, you could earn more sick time. Then, you know, instant hours bank. If an employee has used all of his or her personal vacation or sick leave, they could borrow from an hours bank. People could donate the hours. These could be contests. You know, or man, you guys did so awesome. Our profits went up this week. I'm going to throw in another 10 hours into the hour bank. You know, now, with the hour bank, they may have to replenish the hours in the bank at a later date. But at least it allows for immediate sick time leave to be given, to be gratified. Then, of course, you want to promote prevention. You know, health screens. Let people have a free day off to go get their physical. I know a lot of people do that. I think Culinary Union allows a free day off to go and get your physical. Now, most employees make their physical at like 8 a.m., so then they get the whole rest of the day off, which is fine. But, again, they're going to get a physical, which is great. They could do their blood work, etc. Encourage people to move around, take, you know, when they take breaks at work to exercise, offer healthy snacks, okay? Maybe encourage potluck or contests where employees bring in the most creative healthy snacks that are yummy. Have plenty of sinks, hand sanitizing stations, offer workstation modifications, all right? Like, you know, those like balls that you could sit on when you work. But when you institute, and I would even hire somebody, deputize somebody to being the health workplace manager or czar or whatever you want to call them that oversees this, and you will see savings because if less people get sick, then they don't have to call out. Trust me, a lot of people don't want to be off during the busy season if they don't have to. And think ahead. If you do have somebody that you see, oh, just got a cancer diagnosis, maybe start getting a group together to already, you know, provide a little bank, emergency bank of hours. 1-877-DR-DALLY, don't go away.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, closing arguments kicked off in the trial of Paul Manafort, who is charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. Both counsels requested 2 hours for closing arguments, and then the jury will get the case. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach won the Republican nomination for governor, ousting the incumbent in the state's primary. President Trump did endorse Kobach, and Kobach was asked on Fox News how much that endorsement helped him.
I think it had a huge impact. There's no question, certainly on Election Day voting, we did very well, and that's part of the reason why when the provisional ballots were counted, they went in our favor. And I think the president's endorsement affected a lot of people's decisions on that day, Election Day, because, of course, he endorsed me the day before. So no doubt it had a huge impact.
Starting September 17th, Southwest Airlines passengers can no longer bring emotional support animals that aren't dogs or cats. You will also need to provide the proper documentation for the dog or cat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So let's talk about the best hospitals. Apparently, U.S. News has the best hospitals honor roll and overview. They say at a pace of once per second, a patient checks into a hospital. More than 33 million hospitalizations occur a year. And they say hospitals fail even those whose medical needs are relatively straightforward. They say there are hospitals out there that will fail at hip replacements, uncomplicated heart bypass surgery, removal of a cancerous section of colon. They say the hospital that makes treating patients like these its bread and butter is the very definition of a community hospital, and they should perform at a high standard, according to U.S. News. They said even fewer hospitals excel at caring for patients with especially challenging or complex diagnoses, and that's where obviously it's more life or death. For those patients, they say venturing beyond a trusted community hospital to seek care at a truly exceptional medical center may be the wisest option. So, to help readers narrow their search for their hospitals that best match their needs, the U.S. News ranks hospital performance in 16 areas of complex specialty care. And they also rate hospitals in 9 bellwether procedures and conditions, like heart bypass, hip, knee replacement, heart failure, and lung cancer surgery. So they have this best hospitals honor roll that takes both the specialty rankings and the procedure and condition rankings into account. Hospitals receive points if they were nationally ranked in one of the 16 specialties. The more specialties and the higher the rank and the more points they got. And also if they were rated high performing in the 9 procedures and conditions. So the top 20 point getters get honor roll. So number 1, Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. No shock there. Then Cleveland Clinic, number 2. John Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, number 3. I've been to John Hopkins. It's nice. Really nice. Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston came in number 4. University of Michigan Hospitals, Michigan Medicine, Ann Arbor, number 5. Then the next 5 is UCSF Medical Center in San Francisco, UCLA Medical Center, L.A., Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, L.A. I was born there, except it was called Cedars Lebanon at the time. Stanford Healthcare, Stanford Hospital in Stanford, right? Not sure why they have to tell us that 3 times, but they did. Number 9. And the New York Presbyterian Hospital, New York, was number 10. Then there was a tie for 11. Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis and Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. Number 13 with Northwestern Memorial Hospital, Chicago. Then 14 hospitals at the University of Pennsylvania, Penn Presbyterian, Philadelphia. Number 15 was tied at NYU Langone Hospitals and UPMC Presbyterian, Shadyside, Pittsburgh. Number 17 was Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Number 18, Mount Sinai Hospital, New York. Number 19, Duke University Hospital in Durham, North Carolina. And number 20 was Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. So, all right, for most of us, we don't live anywhere near these. Okay? And, you know, you can click on each one, and they give you the ranks, you know, and they talk about how, you know, well they performed, you know, in cancer, in cardiology, in heart surgery, in diabetes, in endo, in ENT, in geriatrics, gynecology, nephrology, etc. And apparently they did really, really well. I mean, Mayo Clinic has a good name. So what does that mean for you or I that don't live near one of these great centers? Well, the key to everything is not being on death's door, hopefully, if you have any control over that, but not being on death's door when it comes to needing care. So it's very scary when, like, you know, we had a family member who was losing weight, and she goes, you know, at this rate, I'm not going to be diabetic anymore. Look at how good I've been losing weight. And I'm like, what are you doing to lose the weight? And she was like, I'm just eating better. And I didn't see that she was eating better. So whenever I see somebody lose weight and almost get cured of their diabetes, I think cancer. Because cancer is a hypermetabolic process, and that could very easily make you lose some weight. A lot of weight, actually. And so, at that point, we were like, all right, you got to go to Sloan Kettering. You know, once we figured out there was cancer, well, we need you to go to Sloan Kettering. Well, Sloan Kettering in New York is one of the finest cancer hospitals. They couldn't do anything for her. Not at that stage. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have fantastic hospitals. We got UMC Medical Center, where I trained at. We got Sunrise, we got Summerlin, Southern Hills, Desert Springs, Mountain View, I mean, Henderson Hospital. We got so many cool hospitals where I live. If you, God forbid, have a colon mass, or if you have an issue or a breast mass, we have great hospitals and great doctors that will take care of it. And you'll do fine. We do hip replacements here. We do heart surgery. We have people with successful heart surgery. So is it because these guys are research institutions? Is it because maybe they do get the hardest of hardest cases, and if they have some success, that ranks them higher and they're more newsworthy? You know, the bigger the hospital, the more the money. The more the media, the more the PR, the more the money. The more the patients come, the higher the patient base, the more data, the more positive outcomes they can report, the more the money. So it's a little bit of a vicious cycle. So if you have a neighborhood hospital that is taking care of your mom and your mom is in her 90s, still alive and kicking, I would say that hospital is one of the best hospitals out there. If your mom is going to a hospital where they know exactly who she is, and they're like, hey, Ruth, and Ruth's like, hey, I'm back again. All right, we know the drill. We know what you need. Let's do it. I mean, to me, that means so much more than going out to a Mayo Clinic. Now, mind you, I really respect the Mayo Clinic. And, you know, it's funny because they say these places attract the best of the best doctors. Again, the more money you can. But that term bothers me. He's a better doctor. They attract the best of the best doctors. So are you saying that because I don't work at Mayo Clinic, I'm not a good doctor? What makes a good doctor? Well, that's really subjective, okay? Some people will say, well, they're high in academics. They did a lot of research. Okay, that's good. I mean, that's very strong. If somebody has research, if somebody has published, that's pretty strong. But if they haven't worked in the trenches, you know, and they haven't, you know, I guess been able to jump in and stop the bleeding or do some heavy-duty fast thinking and save your life, does that make them a bad doctor? Does that mean they're still a good doctor? See, I would say when somebody says they're a real good doctor or that doctor's better than that doctor, to me that would mean you present a case to somebody, one doctor misses it, the other doctor gets it right. The doctor that got it right is the better doctor, but that's not the way it's deemed. No. It's where they worked, where they trained, where they, you know, I told you guys about how I trained at University of Nevada School of Medicine and UCLA. I was at UCLA my fourth year. Now, mind you, UCLA is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, and obviously their hospitals are always highly ranked. And I didn't have my first 3 years of training there. I only had my fourth year. But what was very interesting is because my medical school in Reno, Nevada was smaller, most of us students already delivered babies, performed hysterectomies, performed appendectomies. As a medical student, you had to get in there. You were not allowed to just sit there and watch. Yet at UCLA, when I was like, all right, I got it, I'm jumping in, you know, because you used to get in trouble in Nevada if you didn't, you know, you weren't supposed to wait to be asked, you jump in. UCLA, they're like, no. Medical students don't sew in the drain. No, that's for the resident. Why are you doing that? And so I kind of got wind that the medical students were not trained or supposed to do that yet. They get that later in training. So I learned very early on that it doesn't matter what the school is or the highbrow name it has. It's what's your experience. Your experience is what makes you a good doctor. When I heard that there was that patient that was hiccuping, and it took 3 or 4 ER doctors to realize it was an inferior MI. And I'm thinking, what are you guys talking about? Why didn't the first doctor pick that up? Well, if that first doctor never saw that chronic burping and chronic hiccups could mean heart attack, he's not going to pick it up. And what if that was at one of these fancy-schmancy hospitals? So it's really doctor and nurse and medical provider dependent. Don't go away, 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to
443-443. All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the CDC is monitoring a measles outbreak that includes 21 states now. 107 people from 21 states have reported contracting the measles. We're looking at Arkansas, California, Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, and Washington. They say this number will likely outpace the number of measles cases reported in 2017, There were 118 cases in 2017, 86 the year before that. And the last time we heard of an outbreak was in 2015, where 188 people contracted the measles. Now, remember that was linked to Disneyland in California? They thought a traveler from overseas brought it to the U.S.? Now, measles is a virus that you could get by respiratory transmission, droplet transmission. It could be spread very easily through coughing and sneezing or, you know, just say it, don't spray it, you know, type of thing. And symptoms could show up 2 weeks after exposure. Symptoms last about 7 to 10 days. You could get high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes. And then it could be followed by a rash that typically starts on the face, and then it spreads to the rest of the body. Unfortunately, there's some pretty severe complications that could come with measles. Pneumonia, brain swelling, sterility, even result in hospitalization or death. So we don't like to mess around with measles. But a big question many of you guys are asking is, okay, why do we have an outbreak of something we vaccinate against? I don't know. They tried to say back in 2015 that these people were those that got excused and waived from the vaccine, but they weren't. Some of the people that came down with the measles in that 2015 outbreak were vaccinated. But we didn't really get a lot of media attention on that. So my hunch, because again, they don't want to scare people into not getting the vaccine. They want people to think that the vaccine works, and it does. I'm very pro-vaccine. But my guess is either A, this may be a little bit more virulent a strain, a little bit more stronger, a little bit more feistier a strain of the measles virus, or B, we need another booster. So we get our MMR, our measles, mumps, rubella, at about a year, 12 to 15 months old. Then we get another booster when we're 4, or between 4 and 6, kindergarten age, let's say. So you get a booster when you turn a year, and then when you're 4, 5, 6. So you get your original at a year, sorry, and then your booster when you're 4, 5, 6. Then, that's it. You're done. You're supposed to be immune. So either A, we need a booster. B, those people that were vaccinated were kind of vaccinated halfway. Or the vaccine didn't take. Or C, we got a feistier virus. 107 people in 21 states doesn't sound like a lot, but it is concerning. Why are we dealing with measles now? And if it's measles now, is it, you know, we had mumps, and we had a mumps outbreak. Is polio going to come back in full force? So I'd really like somebody to study what's happening with our vaccine efficacy in general. Every year we hear that our flu shot is, you know, not that good. And in fact, this last flu season was vicious. If we could switch to talking about the flu, last flu season, our shot was only about 30% effective at the most. But we had people dying of pneumonia. And pneumonia is the number one cause of death with the flu. Now, this is what I brought up on my show, and I wrote an article on this, is many of us get vaccinated against pneumonia. We get vaccinated when we're older, but we also get vaccinated when we're younger. Kids get the Prevnar vaccine. They also get the Haemophilus influenza vaccine, H flu, which is actually a bacteria, believe it or not. So kids get vaccinated against pneumonia. Yet we had some kids die of pneumonia. Could our vaccines that at one point were strong enough not be that strong anymore? Do we need to start beefing things up a little bit? Or are our immune systems weakening such that, yeah, we have the vaccine, but that may not be all we need? Or the vaccine, we got vaccinated, but it didn't induce a proper immune response. You still need a healthy immune system for a vaccine to work. Now, some people will say, well, you know, why are we worried about mandatory vaccinations if somebody doesn't want to have their kid vaccinated? If everybody else is vaccinated, that kid won't get sick. Well, not entirely, because these viruses still get out there. And then people say, well, if somebody's unvaccinated, how does it make my vaccinated kid sick? Well, what if, yeah, your kid was vaccinated, but it didn't do the job? Or what if the child that isn't vaccinated harbors a nastier virus? We talked about how obese people may transmit the flu longer than a non-obese person. Even if that obese person isn't sick with the flu, they may shed the virus. So when it comes to viruses, they just want a host. They just want to survive. And they're smart, feisty little suckers. So we can't underestimate them. Vaccination is probably one of the best things we could do, but we need to be prepared that maybe our immune systems are starting to weaken, which is why the flu shot isn't as effective and the pneumonia shot wasn't as effective. Maybe. That's, why were so many people getting pneumonia from the flu? What could be, weakening our immune system? Well, we don't play outside anymore. We stay indoors. That's probably not very good for our immune system. Trust me, I don't want us to get melanoma. I don't want us to get skin cancer. But maybe there's something about being outside and being more resilient. We're not eating as well. We're eating a lot of processed food. We're not sleeping as well. Maybe our immune systems are starting to weaken. We know something's up because look at all these deathly allergies by peanuts. I do not remember kids dropping dead when I was growing up from peanuts. Everybody was eating Peter Pan, peanut butter, and jelly sandwiches. Everybody was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You could have peanuts on planes. Now, no. We have to be so careful in restaurants not to add peanuts into our food. That's a concern. Why is our immune response so sketchy? Now, somebody could say, well, that means you have a really good immune response. A good immune response is where they act up what it's supposed to and don't overact. We don't need drama. So my suggestion with, these diseases and all that is you still get your vaccine. Because, again, even if it's something that's 30% effective, just like the flu vaccine, it still can provide you protection. I mean, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, but you have that vaccine, trust me, whether it's 30%, 15%, or 80%, it's going to show some efficacy. So, your odds are that it's going to help. But, be prepared that if you are vaccinated, you're not infallible. Now, that could be another issue. When I get my vaccine, and me being, a doctor, I'm like, okay, the person's sick, fine. I'll look. Like, there was a student that came up to me, an older student, yesterday, man, I am sick. Can you give me some advice? So I go, all right, let me look. Looked at his throat, felt his glands. I mean, I was all in that. I was like, all right, let me look. Why did I feel that sense of security? I could get sick, too. So, maybe it's this false sense of security people have. Well, I'm vaccinated so I could share a cup. No, you can't share a cup. Drink from your own cup. 1-877-DOLLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.